From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man who police say threw items out of his car window as deputies followed him faces a number of charges. Started on Highway 36 near Bridgeville when officers spotted a silver Toyota Corolla traveling westbound, swerving into the eastbound lane. When deputies attempted to conduct a traffic stop on the car, the vehicle failed to yield. Deputies started a pursuit of the vehicle. However, due to weather conditions, they terminated the pursuit after about 3 miles. Deputies continued to follow the vehicle, though, at a safe distance. As the Corolla approached Carlotta, 54-year-old Mark Brown lost control, crashing into a ditch. Brown then attempted to flee on foot from deputies. He was taken into custody and continued to resist deputies. He now faces a slew of counts. A special meeting of Arcata City Council happening tomorrow in Council Chamber in Arcata City Hall at noon. The purpose is to hold a closed session with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation. No further explanation within the meeting agenda as to what that litigation may entail. Well, Sunday afternoon, crews from Humboldt Bay Fire had to use the jaws of life to get a person out of a vehicle after a crash at 6th and I Streets. One vehicle had major damage, one person still inside, the second vehicle moderate damage, and was against a building on the northeast corner of the intersection. Occupants of that vehicle had gotten themselves out after the patient in the other vehicle was freed. They were transported by city ambulance for treatment. Just over 200 acres of land on Indian Island could be handed over to the Wyod Tribe by Eureka City Council early next year. Now, regulations do require the city to give notice to public agencies which might be interested in purchasing the parcel for open space preservation. From the time the notice is given, the agencies have 60 days to express an interest. According to the time standard, if an agency does not express interest, the city would be required to negotiate with the public agency if they were interested in purchasing the land for open space purposes. However, the city is not obliged to negotiate in good faith. Arcata's Raggletown Cider Company gaining some industry honors. This year, the Good Foods Award announced 324 companies as finalists in 16 categories, including beer, cheese, coffee, and spirits. Raggletown's Feisty Dog Orchard Cider, also a finalist for a Good Food Award in 2017, is one of 20 ciders selected this year. More than 2,000 entries were narrowed down to 401 products by a panel of 262 bakers, makers, farmers, journalists, as well as chefs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.